I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Man, you discover new things everywhere you go, don't you?
Yeah, I seem to be on a rare insect kick here in Virginia.
Well, in Sussex, it was the robber fly.
It was a robber fly. I went down to Sussex County to Cherry Orchard Bog Natural Area Preserve. It's called a bog, but there was no surface water in evidence when we went down. Ann Wright from VCU and Paul Bedell joined me. Paul is in the Richmond Symphony, but he also is a superb naturalist, and he just published a paper on the robber flies of Virginia. There are over 100 species of robber flies known from Virginia. They're all predatory, and they capture their prey on the wing. They have legs like grappling hooks that are just covered with little spines, and they'll perch on a rock or a branch, and they will fly after whatever insect flies by, and sometimes going after prey that's several times their own body size. Ann Wright and Paul Bedell were looking for robber flies, damselflies, and dragonflies, and I was just looking for anything I could photograph, and it was incredibly slow. So I put my net away, put on my camera, and I just started tromping around, and I saw a robber fly. I chased that robber fly for about half an hour to get three pictures, and it had a tiny wasp that it was feeding on. And I managed to get two good pictures of it, and then it flew away. And I told Paul about it, and he wasn't sure what it was. You know, I just gave him a pretty rough description, but I said I'd post a picture on my Facebook page. And when I did, he thought, you know, this looks like a very rare species, which if it is the rare species, it would definitely be a new state record. But we ought to send the picture to a robber fly expert, Eric Fisher, who's a colleague of mine and longtime friend living in Sacramento, California. So we sent him a photograph of this fly, and he responded the very next day and confirmed that it was this very rare robber fly, Orthogonus stygia. And it was described in the 1930s from just two specimens that had been collected in 1918, 1919, sometime around then. And up until this century, only six specimens were known, all females. And then some folks in Arkansas found a nice spot where they seemed to be relatively common. I use that term cautiously. But that's when they discovered the first male of this species. It was really described from North Carolina. So it's not too surprising that it could be found in Virginia, but up till now, nobody had ever seen it before. Armed with that information, Paul and I went out 2 days later and spent 4 hours scouring the bog and its immediate environs and found nothing. Paul went out a couple days later on his own and spent a couple more hours and found nothing. So all the records, except for this one, were in June, much earlier in the year. So whether this thing is an anomaly or it was just the last specimen of that year's population, we have no idea. So you can bet that we'll be going out next year to search for this very rare and very interesting fly. But you can see a picture of it on the website feeding on a little wasp.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.